We're here at the 2014 John Deere product intro in Columbus, Ohio. With me is Jared McGinnis. And Jared, what's your title with John Deere?
I'm the division marketing manager for 7 and 8 series tractors.
And we've got some exciting things to talk about as far as the 7 and 8 series tractors. Well, let's go in order, and we'll start with the 7R series. Tell us about what's new.
Well, probably the biggest change people are going to notice on the 7R is we have a new base transmission, and that's our E23 Power Shift transmission. The transmission will provide all of the convenience and comfort that people have known for 50 years of John Deere Power Shift transmissions, but this transmission will also provide economy and efficiency improvements that we have yet to see in the market.
And, well, you've also got you talk about the new PowerTech PSS engine. Tell us about that.
So the new PowerTech engines, the PSS engines, are dual turbo engines that are set up to meet the final Tier 4 emission standards put out by the EPA. So we will be adding an SCR, and the tractors will be burning diesel exhaust fluid to meet final Tier 4 compliance. But our engineering community has worked very diligently on this, and we're actually going to be able to, on the 7 Series tractors, reduce our fluid economy as we meet final Tier 4 emissions. And then on 8 Series, we'll be able to, it'll be a wash. We will burn a little less diesel fuel, but that'll be substituted by a little of the diesel exhaust fluid.
Now, the 7R Series was just introduced 2 years ago, right?
That's right. It was only 2 years ago in Indianapolis that we brought out the 7R series. It's been a good 2 years, but we're coming with a lot of changes. So in addition to the transmission, we also have a new Command View 3 cab. The cab's going to provide 40 degrees of seat swivel, so operators can see behind them a lot easier, an optional refrigerator, brand new command center. And a command center, of course, will be in both tractors. The 7s and the 8s. Going to be very intuitive. We hope customers find it very easy to use and easy to train new operators on.
Well, I drove it. I thought it was pretty cool. Well, I didn't drive it, okay. I watched somebody drive it, but I videoed him driving it. And I especially liked the swivel seat. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, we think that'll be a big hit with a lot of customers. And as dealers have come through over the last 2 weeks, they've all been very pleased with that, and they think that'll be a very popular feature for customers.
Well, how many models are there of the 7R series?
We will have 5 7R models. They'll start at 210 horsepower, and the top end now is going to go up to 290 horsepower. And those are both engine horsepowers.
Well, let's move on to the 8R series. What's new there?
So for the 8s, it'll get the Command View 3 cab as well. We won't have the E23 in the 8s for 14, but we're going ahead and telling folks that it'll be there in 2015. Another change that'll be on both tractors is LED lights. So these are a lot clearer, crisper light, and in addition to being easier on the eyes, they're going to last longer and they consume less energy. So those will be nice benefits people will see. We've increased the steering capacity. We've had customers tell us, hey, I get those great big front tires up there, or I'm running front duals, a little hard to steer. So we've increased our steering capacity on the tractors. And then we've also brought Group 49 tires to this family of tractors. And that'll allow customers to either carry heavier loads because the bigger tires have more capacity, or they can run lower tire pressure and have less compaction in the fields.
Well, what about the laminated glass windshield? Is that on both the 7R and our 8R?
Yeah, that'll be standard in our Command View 3 cabs, and that laminated glass is a great improvement when it comes to sound quality. So it's a sound quality improvement, reduces it by a few decibels, and a few decibels sounds small, but it's a big difference.
Right, that was my thought when you said went from 73 to 71. I thought, well, that doesn't seem like much, but it makes a big difference. How would you say 1 decibel is how much?
Well, I'm not the scientist on that, but an average human can absolutely tell the difference in 1 decibel.
Well, it, It was definitely quiet. I said it purred like a kitten. That's what it sounded like in there instead of roaring.
Yes, and it'll be the easiest to tell if you get directly out of one tractor and into the other. And as we developed the tractors and we were considering the laminated glass, you know, we had a customer focus group, and 100% of them picked out which one had the laminated glass, and they told us, hey, John Deere, you have to bring that to market. That's going to be worth it.
Well, you've had the dealers here already. I guess we're on our last fleet of the dealers coming through. And what has their reaction been to the changes in the tractors?
A lot of excitement. I mentioned the excitement around the 40 degrees of seat swivel. The E23, that power shift transmission is really captivating a lot of them. We haven't had a power shift in our 7 series since we had the 10 series. And over we get the question, we want a power shift. People like the reliability and durability of a John Deere power shift, and they also like the simplicity of it. And so that's a lot of dealers are really keying in on that transmission.
Well, we've got Farm Progress Show just around the corner. Are the farmers going to be able to see this here in just a couple of weeks?
Yes and no. So, yes, they'll be able to see our 7R series. We'll have 3 or 4 tractors there. Now, for the 8R, we are 4 months. The 8Rs are coming 4 months later than the 7s. So we only have a very few test tractors out there, and we're keeping them on test because quality is number one with us, and we've got to get the hours to legitimize all our improvements. But we will have, you know, most of the things I've mentioned for the 8s are also found on the 7s. So if they come to the show, they look over a 7, most of that will adapt to the 8 series.
What is the big difference between the 7R and the 8R series?
Physically, it's length. The 8R series is a little bit longer, and the 7 is a little shorter. You know, we look at the 7 as our versatility tractor. We find 7s in hay fields. We sell loaders on 7 series. And then the 8s are more of the true row crop tractor. The 8s, actually, an 8 will turn on 60-inch rows, you know, so set up like most of our row crop guys are. An 8 will turn just a wee bit tighter than a 7. But then we find that 7 a little more flexible for the haying operations, loader operations, spraying, and some of those things.
Well, another thing I saw that was different in the cab was the bigger display for the monitor, a 10-inch monitor you had in there?
Well, that 10-inch monitor, we'll call it it's going to be the 4600 is what we will refer to it as. It is standard equipment in a 7250R all the way through the entire 8 series. Now then, the 7210 and 230 will have a 4100, a 7-inch option. So that's where we find a lot of the hay producers, the cattlemen, the guys running loaders. And that great big screen doesn't provide as much value for them. So we're going to give them the option to have a smaller screen, and so they can worry more about their loader and some of those close quarters that they might find themselves in.
Well, as far as the command center, though, the touch screen, too, it seems like it provides a lot of versatility.
Yeah, it's really, I think to sum it up, it's about being intuitive. And we want anyone to be able to sit down there, just spend a little bit of time with it, and be able to figure out how to manipulate the different functions on there, whether it's auto track functionality or all the tractor functions. It's touch screen, you know. The easiest way for us to test that intuitiveness is to put a customer in it. And we tested it with 70-year-old customers and 20-year-old guys. And all the way through, they found, we would see them just quickly thumbing through the pages, picking it up. You know, it over and over again, we hear, well, that's a lot like my smartphone, or that's a lot like my iPad or whatever tablet it may be. And that's what we hope we find, that it's familiar in a really short time frame for them.
Did we talk about the Eco? What is that? The Eco thing?
The Eco feature?
Yeah, Eco feature. Right.
Right. Well, we have the Eco feature for E23, and we also have it over on IVTs. Eco on the E23, it's really just providing 2 different minimum engine set speeds. So when a customer's operating the tractor in one of the speed modes that hits a target speed and reduces engine RPMs, They'll have two different set speeds, or excuse me, minimum engine speeds. And what that'll provide is maybe they're in the field planning. They got to run a pretty high engine RPM to maintain hydraulic flow to the planter. Well, they pull out on the field. All they got to do is press the eco button, and it'll kick over to as low as 900 engine RPMs for a minimum set speed. So when they're pulling up to a stop sign, it'll just idle right back to 900. Going down the road, if they're not at full speed, it may just be at 1,000 or 1,200 RPMs. It's all about saving fuel. And we'll have that in the IVTs as well. So should be a nice feature to save that precious diesel fuel.
All right, very good. All right, is there anything else we missed, Jared? Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that captures most of it. So.
Right, very good. Well, we'll look forward to at least seeing the 7Rs at Farm Progress Show. I know that I noticed some really great things when I got a chance and we took a little video, so we'll be able to hear how quiet it is and see that seat swivel. Some cool stuff. And the refrigerator. That's cool, too. All right. Thank you very much. Here at the John Deere Product Intro for 2014, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.